In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the words of our first reading this morning, strengthen there the children's feet, because I have chosen you, says the Lord. For I have chosen you, says the Lord. Can you hear those words being spoken to you this morning, all of us who will renew our baptismal vows, and especially those of you who are going to be confirmed or received? I have chosen you. Our presiding bishop, in a wonderful book, and I love the title of this book, Crazy Christians, A Call to Follow Jesus. Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, says, being a Christian is not essentially about joining a church or being a nice person, but about following in the footsteps of Jesus, taking his teaching seriously, letting his spirit take the lead in our lives, and in so doing, helping to change the world from our nightmare into God's dream. Here we are together, after a very long time, something that might have been somewhat of a nightmare in the pandemic, which we're not completely out of. And we're being called to imagine God's dream. God's dream. I'd like to suggest that our scriptures are telling us this morning that on our way to discovering God's dream, we must sometimes walk into the places where there are nightmares. And our saint this morning, Saint Harriet Starr Cannon, was one of those people. She met people in the nightmare of being orphans, or being sick or dying in a hospital. She met people on some of their worst days. And then she taught others to do the same. Before I came here to this beautiful Pacific Northwest, I was an associate minister at a church in Memphis. And some of Harriet Starr Cannon's disciples, sisters, had gone to Memphis over 100 years ago during something called the yellow fever epidemic. I knew this before I even studied this saint, because when you go into any church in Memphis, you see scores of names. Scores and scores of names, people who were lost to the yellow fever epidemic. Over 5,000 were lost in that city alone, and they had to stop the city charter because of it. Some of her sisters felt called to go into that nightmare. They were safe in Manhattan, working in hospitals and caring for those in orphanages. But these six sisters felt called to go into the middle of that nightmare. And so they did. They knew as they went that they were also likely to die. And in fact, those who were instructing them as they cared for these folks who were suffering, those who instructed them encouraged them to go out into the country further away from where the epidemic was raging by the river there. One of the sisters said, "We cannot listen to such a plan. It would never do. We are going to nurse day and night. We must be at our post." And through their caring and love for each of those who were sick, they did themselves lose their lives, and that's why they're called the Martyrs of Memphis. Now, these stories are a little bit daunting for those of us who are here trying to follow the steps of Jesus. God's dream doesn't always call us into the worst danger, but I do believe it calls us to reach out to the places where there are nightmares today. If we move to our gospel this morning, you'll note that I'm wearing a stole with all of the children of the world on it. We have this well-known story where the disciples are arguing about who is the greatest, and Jesus tells them the greatest is the one who will be the servant. You must serve one another. And then he picks up a child and says, "You must follow like this child." You must be like a child. You must welcome the child like you would welcome me. Now, for us in our age, this may not translate. Children in Jesus' age, and I looked this up, children in Jesus' age, 50% of them died by the time they reached puberty. So parents and family felt a little bit shy about building a bond with a child that had a 50% chance of survival. In the 20th century, that changed to more 4.7%. And so we have our children, we relish them, cherish them. Sometimes we lose them, but not like they did then, over 50%. So what is Jesus saying then when he's holding that child in that context? I believe Jesus is saying, don't give up on anything or anyone that might seem to be lost. Whether it's in an epidemic, whether it's because of racism, homophobia, any number of the plagues that affect our world today, famine, war, all of those things. Just like Harriet Starr Cannon, we are called to go into the places where there are nightmares and to hold on to one another as Jesus held that child. To hold on to one another as Jesus held that child. Bishop Tutu spoke about family in this way, about this kind of calling that we have to enter into God's dream. He said, we are made for goodness. We are made for love. We are made for friendliness. Can you see him saying that and how much joy would be in him when he said that? We are made for togetherness. We are made for all of the beautiful things that you and I know. We are made to tell the world that there are no outsiders. All are welcome. Black, white, red, yellow, rich, poor, educated, not educated, male, female, gay, straight, all. We all belong to this family, this human family, God's family. And so while today we gather together for the first time in a long time as a family across the diocese, all of the diocese, we make promises again to enter into God's dream of justice and wholeness and healing, a dream where sometimes we are called to walk into nightmares and in unique ways. Each of us has a unique calling that we discover over our lives, sometimes several. Several ways that God would have us walk into the world and with the help of the Holy Spirit, turn a nightmare into God's dream. Oftentimes, we don't feel up to the task. Who are we to do that? We certainly don't live up to the life of the martyrs of Memphis or Harriet Starr Cannon or really any of the apostles. But we are all called. There's a wonderful book by Clarissa Pinkola Estes called, you'll love this title, Women Who Run with the Wolves, Wild Women Archetypes. And she talks about the way in which we are called actually from the beginning of our lives, that God has a plan for each of us to become a part of God's dream. She wasn't speaking in the language of God, but I still hear it that way. And so I want you to listen to what she says and see yourself in this dream. She says, we do not become healers. We came as healers. We are. Some of us are still catching up to what we are. We do not become storytellers. We came as the carriers of stories we and our ancestors actually lived. We are. Some of us are still catching up to who we are. We do not come as artists. We do not become artists. We came as artists. We are. Some of us are still catching up to what we are. We do not become writers, dancers, musicians, helpers, peacemakers. We came as such. We are. Some of us are still catching up to what we are. And we do not learn to love in this sense. We came as love. We are love. Some of us are still catching up to who we truly are. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would help us to catch up to who we truly are, that you would make us beacons of love and light in the midst of the nightmares of the world for our neighbors, for our friends, and for strangers, that you would help us to become your dream. Amen.